Miriam, at this point, is deep beneath the city of Chiang Mai in Thailand. She is going to a meeting, a conclave of vampires from all over Asia, and this is what happens. Then she saw, lying in a corner beneath the ruins of a shattered bookcase, a familiar red shape. She caught her breath because what she was seeing was impossible. Her skin grew taut, her muscles stirred, the predator sensed danger. She picked up the red leather book cover and held it in reverent, shaking hands. From the time their eyes came open, keepers were taught that the books of names were sacred. By these books, a whole species knew itself, all who lived and all and had died, and all its works and days. That red leather was unmistakable, as was the inscription in the beloved glyphs of their own tongue, glyphs that no human knew, the names of the keepers and the keepings. She ran her fingers over the heavy leather. It had been cured from the skin of a human when they were still coarse, primitive creatures. These books were begun 30,000 years ago, a long time, even in the world of the keepers, but not that long. Her great-great-grandfather, for example, had been able to imitate the cries of the Neanderthals. Buried in the prime keep in Egypt were careful wax paintings of the human figure going back to the beginning. She crouched to the crumbled mass of parchment, tried to smooth it to somehow make it right, but roaches had eaten the ink and what hadn't been smeared by the vile uses to which the paper had apparently been put. She laid the page down on the dirty floor, laid it down as she might lay to rest the body of a beloved friend. She made another circuit of the chamber, looking in its recesses and crannies, but not a page remained. She slumped against a wall. Had man somehow done this? Simple, weak little man. Keepers could be hurt by man, witness her mother and father. But they couldn't be destroyed by man, not this way. They owned man. She looked from empty wall to empty wall and fully grasped the fact that the aging keepers must have been destroyed. If even one was left alive, this book would be safe. When she grasped the enormous reality, something so rare happened to Miriam that she lifted her long, tapering fingers to her cheeks in amazement. Far below the crazy streets in the fetid ruin of this holy place, a vampire wept.